This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is Your Nishna Valley. I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay, what do you have?
The crud.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm singing bass in the
back. I'm so glad we're talking this close.
Yeah, we installed a sneeze bar in between us here. We probably should have, but I went through the entire winter without any problems. And then all of a sudden this past week, kaboom.
You almost made it.
Almost. Although winter's never going to end, it seems
sure,
like.
Yeah, it seems like it.
So everybody's still piled closely together. I thought I almost got through it. All that time I spend in high school gymnasiums and stuff. And I thought I was going to get through the whole year. Right at the tail end.
So close.
I got so close. It's just not fair. But yep, singing bass in the choir these days. A little extra bassy quality to the voice here, but I hope you got through it all right. Seems like everybody's coming down with that stuff lately.
And so many different types of things. A lot of like the stomach bug you hear, and then just the aches and the chills. And
yeah,
I feel like I've heard more of like the can't keep anything down.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now that's not been a problem. In the last few days that I've been struggling through this, you know, you got the, I'm sorry to gross everybody out while they're eating their breakfast or dinner or whatever, but you know, it's just the constant drainage is what's been bothering me. The first day, it just felt like my head was a cement block.
Can't breathe.
And then after that, it kind of broke loose a little bit. And then by the second day, I was feeling better. The third day was the worst. But I never lost my appetite during the course
That's good.
I did lose some weight. I have lost weight through this, but I've been eating like I normally have. So I don't know. I don't understand the weight loss thing, but I've been. But yeah, the appetite hasn't disappeared. I haven't felt sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
But achy joints, you know, and just overall,
You
know, just kind of that. And
the
of course,
head and the...
Yeah, you can hear the rest of it. So it's the way it is. And I, you know, I'd like to say, oh, woe is me. But hey, I'm not the only one.
No.
There have been plenty others.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I haven't had to go to, you know, see a doctor or go to a hospital or anything for it, too. Some folks have gotten it kind of bad.
Yeah.
The flu bug, the actual flu, not, oh, I don't feel good, I have the flu.
Right.
But the actual flu, people have been getting that this year. So yeah, you need to take care of yourself and get plenty of rest. Problem is, they say that, get plenty of rest. But when you feel like this, you can't sleep.
You can't, yeah.
No, I can't sleep at night. I have to kind of sleep on my back, which is not a comfortable way for most people to sleep.
Mm-mm.
But that's the only way you can stop the drainage from happening all night.
Yeah.
And so you end up kind of awake most of the night anyway.
Yeah. Or with your mouth like half open. wake up and your throat's all sore and dry.
Well, and that's the other part too. You know, you can't hardly breathe out of your nose at all. So you end up breathing out of your mouth all night. So then the air exchange all night like that, your lips get dry and chapped and they start to crack and stuff. And
it's winter. Let's be over with. Come on, spring.
Yes, please. So have I grossed everyone out now? Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm all right.
Pretty much. Well, like I said, stay behind the glass.
Yeah.
Keep a tissue handy. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I hope. We hope.
Yes.
Well, lots of things going on. We're getting into this. I mean, I keep hearing people start talking about spring. I hear advertisements talking about spring. Of course, when you talk about like in the clothing industry, they're always a season ahead anyway.
Right.
But I hear more and more people saying things like, spring is here or spring is right around the corner. And then I look outside and I think,
liars.
Not so much. Yeah. And now this weekend, you know, more snow in the forecast. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, the cold is going to continue into probably the middle of next week, it looks like. And I've had it.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Tired of it.
I realize we haven't had a ton of snow around here. By the way, I'll make you feel a little bit better, too. I don't remember how late Atlantic is going to school this year.
I don't know either.
But I believe it's, you know, they're still in May when they're getting out of school. I was talking to my mom, who lives up in the Dubuque School District, and she was saying they've had so many snow days. They've had a lot more snow than we've had this year. That they've had so many snow days that as of now, the last time I talked to her anyway, which is about 3 weeks ago, she said as of then, the last day of school was like June 6th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were going for a while.
Yeah, that's a little extra.
So I don't think the youngsters in the local school districts have a whole lot to complain about.
No.
Because they got a few snow days, but they're still getting out in reasonable time.
Yeah.
And I think they're actually starting in very early August this year up there. So they're only going to have like 2 months off for summer vacation.
Oh, that's not fun.
Well, it is for the parents.
Well, yeah. For the kids, it's not.
Not so much for the kids, though. No, no, not so much. So I'm going to have to get those vacations scheduled in a much tighter window, I guess. The way it goes. Well, we no sense talking about summer vacation when it looks like this and feels like this outdoors,
you can
right?
Dream of it.
Yeah, and we do.
We do.
On a daily basis. You don't think we eat chips and salsa because we like the taste. We eat it because it reminds us of someplace warm and sunny.
Yeah, talk about where we want to go. Yeah.
That's right. Comfort
then
stuff.
Then reality hits and you step outside. And
I know. But that is the good side about this time of the year, I think, though, is we get to talking about things like comfort foods.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that a lot around here.
We definitely do.
It's amazing we're not heavier than we are because we seem to always have snacks and stuff around.
Yeah.
Stacy's kind of the queen of that stuff. She just eggs us on.
Maybe sometimes, but it doesn't always have to be set on my desk.
Yeah, it kind of does. Somebody
makes it so hard to resist when it's all just sitting there.
Stacy's the keeper of the treats.
I am. Yesterday, somebody came in, and I had to wonder what they thought. There is a half empty bag here and two other bags of chips there and a bowl of salsa. I'm like, they probably just think.
How are you so skinny?
What does she do all day?
But, you know, we tend to do that a lot,
yeah.
Though. I think a lot of folks do that this time of the year. You know, in the summertime, we have so many other things that we'd like to talk about, and, you know, we're so busy and active and stuff. In the wintertime, it's kind of that sedentary time.
Yeah, you're indoors.
Yeah, you're not.
Not the warm food.
And you do. You start talking about comfort foods. And we were talking the other day about that, too. We've kind of been gravitating towards soups lately because, well, they just feel warm in the belly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's just something about soup.
You have to get your last final soup in before the snow is actually gone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because you don't.
So I'm hoping the soup I made is my last chance at soup.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't eat much in the summertime.
No.
Most folks, I don't think, eat much soup in the summertime. Wintertime, good comfort food.
Yes.
Roasts, I think, are kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what type of roast that you like, those tend to be more winter foods.
Yeah.
Folks enjoy those in the winter. You don't mind heating up the house for a roast like that or, you know, in the crock pot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime. You're probably doing a lot more steaks
grilling
and chops and things like that. Yeah, stuff
salads
you can actually put on the grill. Yeah, we did that a few nights ago, though, too. A little soup and salad.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounded good.
Yeah.
Change up the routine a little bit, but we made some taco soup the other night.
Mm, that's pretty good.
Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
It's like a Mexican chili almost. It's
yeah.
really good, but it's filling and yeah. Good
you can
stuff.
Use it as a dip, too. And
you know, you can. I mean, it's a soup that, you know, when you get done and you serve it, then you sprinkle some cheese in it, and you sprinkle some ground-up chips in it,
yeah.
and then you put some sour cream in it. How is that not good?
Yeah, it's deliciousness.
I mean, there's just no way that someone could look at that and say, ooh, that just doesn't sound good. It's got all your favorite foods in
there. Yeah. Cheese, boom. Sold.
So here we go again, talking about all our comfort foods again. We just never get away from that.
I know.
Well, you can go out and find comfort foods in some places, too.
Yes. Let's see here. On Sunday, we have some breakfast. Portsmouth Knights of Columbus Breakfast is on March 2nd from 8 to 11 at St. Mary's Parish Hall. They'll be serving lots of great breakfast foods, pancakes, eggs, sausage, biscuits and gravy, and drink. And that's all for a free will donation, and the proceeds from that will go to the church and parish hall for repairs. So that's the Portsmouth Knights of Columbus breakfast on March 2nd from 8 to 11, and that's at St. Mary's Parish Hall. Over in Minden, the Minden United Church of Christ Staley's Chicken Dinner, that's on March 2nd at the church from 11 to 1:30. And they'll be serving Staley's Chicken along with mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green beans, corn, dinner roll, salad, pie, and beverage. $9 for adults, $6 for children 12 and children under 12 are free. And they do have carryouts available. Just need to call 712-483-2903. That's Minden United Church of Christ Staley's Chicken Dinner, March 2nd at the church from 11 to 1:30. The Lewis Elementary staff, they are sponsoring a McTeacher's Night that will be held at the Atlantic McDonald's on March 4th. It's from 4 to 8. And the special night will help raise money for the Lewis Elementary School to have a color run. The money will be used to buy t-shirts and color for all the students to be able to participate in the event. What's been going on is all year long, these students have been running laps as part of their recesses in order to be able to participate in the color run. So bring your family and friends and join in on the fun. That's for the Lewis Elementary staff sponsoring a McTeacher's Night at the Atlantic McDonald's on March 4th from 4 to 8. The Audubon County Hospital Foundation, they're hosting a Scrubs Show and Sale. It's on March 5th from 9 to 4 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. They'll have merchandise including Barco, Cherokee, Dickies, and Grey's Anatomy. And it's a great chance for you to purchase uniforms and fun comfort wear while supporting quality health care services. A Red Cross blood drive is coming up in Atlantic. That's on Wednesday, March 5th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that will be held at the Atlantic High School. World Day of Prayer, it's an ecumenical celebration of informed prayer and prayer action, will be held on March 7th at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. That's at 10:30 in the morning with a luncheon following. You can join in the prayer service written by Women of Egypt, which calls us to look for streams in the desert. This service is sponsored by Atlantic Area Church Women, and then they'll have a World Day of Prayer Bible study at the Heritage House on March 5th at 10 a.m. So that's the World Day of Prayer Bible study at the Heritage House on March 5th at 10 a.m. And then the World Day of Prayer at First Baptist Church on March 7th at 10:30. And then they'll have a luncheon following. Also coming up, the Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper. That's coming up March 7th. And then it will be held every Friday during Lent. It's from 5:30 to 7 at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church Parish Hall in Atlantic. And on their menu is Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, French bread, coffee, tea, milk, and juice. And it's $8 for adults and $4 for kids 12 and under. And proceeds from this will go to a scholarship fund for graduating seniors. And they also have desserts available. That's for a free will donation. And proceeds from that goes to the Catholic Youth Group. And everyone is welcome to attend. So that's the Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper, March 7th, and every Friday during Lent from 5:30 to 7 at St. Peter's and Paul's Catholic Church Parish Hall in Atlantic. A little something different over in Greenfield, Iowa Unplugged. It's March 7th and 8th. They'll have live entertainment, a large variety of indoor games, pampering, relaxation sessions, various artistic workshops. They'll have outdoor recreation, sporting events, and more. Lee Cole's Magic Comedy will be at the Warren Cultural Center on March 7th at 7 p.m. Also open mic night at The Corner on March 7th at 7. And then on Saturday, Jason Reed Acoustic Duo at the Warren Cultural Center at 7. The 25th Annual West Central Iowa Farm Toy Show, that's on March 8th. It's at the Adair Casey High School Gym, and it's from 9 to 3. If you're a dealer, you can set up from 7 to 9, and tables are $10 each. There'll be 80-plus tables of farm toys, trucks, banks, cards, food, and plenty of parking. Admission is $2, and children 12 and under are free with an adult. If you'd like more information on that, you can call Roger Richter, and this is sponsored by the Adair Fire and Rescue. It's the 25th Annual West Central Iowa Farm Toy Show, March 8th at the Adair Casey High School Gym, and that's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Exira Masons Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser will be held March 9th. That's at the Elkhorn Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs, and it's all you can eat for a free will donation. And proceeds from this will be used for the 2014 Scholarships for Graduating Seniors in the Exira EHK School, and this is sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge, number 342. That's the Exira Masons Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser, March 9th at the Elkhorn Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. We have lots of blood drives coming up. Let's see here. On March 10th, blood drives will be held in Exira on March 10th from noon to 6 at the Exira Recreational Center. Also in Griswold on March 10th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Griswold High School. In Avoca on March 11th from 8 to 2 at the high school. And on March 12th in Harlan from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Veterans Memorial Building. In Westphalia on March 13th from noon to 6 at St. Boniface Parish Center. And that's all for the blood drives we have coming up. Let's see here. A princess ball will be held on March 22nd at Fresh Encounter Church. It's the old New Park School. That's in Harlan from 5 to 9. And what it is, it's for girls ages 4 through 14. So it can be dad and daughters or grandpa and granddaughter. The cost is $20 per couple, and it's $5 for each additional daughter. There'll be games, the Grand March, snacks, dance, flower, gift for every princess, door prizes, and there's a photographer available from 5 to 6. There are only 75 tickets available, so you need to hurry and call Fresh Encounter at 712-755-2883 to get your tickets. That's a princess ball on March 22nd at Fresh Encounter Church in Harlan. A soup supper. Nathaniel Hamlin Park Soup Supper is March 23rd from 5 to 7. It's at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park, which is 1 mile south of Audubon on Highway 71. Lots of good soups will be serving vegetable beef, chili, chicken noodle, and salmon soup, along with sandwiches, bars, and drink. Just $7 for adults and then $3 for children 10 and under. And this is sponsored by the Audubon Historical Society. So that's the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Soup Supper on March 23rd, 5 to 7 at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park. Over in Carson, towards the end of the month in March, the Carson Community Club, they're hosting a Game Show Mania. It's March 28th and 29th. It's at the Carson Community Center. Doors open at 6:15, and then the show starts at 7. The cost is $25 per ticket, and that includes dinner and the show. And then the dinner will be served by Tricia Hendricks, and she'll be serving garlic herbed chicken, penne pasta with Alfredo sauce, green beans, salad, and assorted specialty desserts. Advanced tickets sales only, and seats are limited. You can get your tickets at Carson City Hall, the Rolling Hills Bank, the Permanent Solution, and Janelle's Hair Design. Or you can also email gameshowmania@frontier.com. And proceeds from this will go to help purchase an electronic reader board. So that's the Carson Community Club hosting a Game Show Mania nights on March 28th and 29th at the Carson Community Center.
That's a lot of stuff.
It sure is.
Did I hear you say at one point in there something about salmon soup?
Salmon soup, yeah.
I like salmon.
I know you do. I'll have to go check that out.
In fact, let me rephrase that.
You love it?
I love salmon.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. That's something I could eat every day.
Yes. Oh, I did forget another soup supper. Let me mention that real quick.
Salmon soup with it?
Oh, no. Never mind.
You got it?
It's passed.
You're already... Oh.
It's on my old one. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry I got your hopes up.
Oh. Well, let's say it.
I know.
Didn't we have this discussion earlier about soup?
Yes.
This time of the year?
Can't get enough of it, though.
No. And the only way soup is better is if someone else makes it.
That's true. All I have to do is show up.
That's right. Just show up and start yep. licking the ladle. Yep. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, we got a few other things here, too. So this is this weekend yet. This is also a good comfort food. The Minden United Church of Christ is hosting a Staley's Chicken Dinner this Sunday, March the 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ at 106 Lincoln Street in Minden. They'll be featuring Staley's Broasted Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, corn, green beans, dinner roll, salad, pie, and beverage. All of that. All of that. For $9 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under, and under 2 can eat free. And they do have carryout opportunities available there as well. That's the Minden United Church of Christ Staley's Chicken Dinner this Sunday, March the 2nd. It's March already, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Got a few other things coming up here in the very near future, too. The St. John's Catholic Church in Adair is having a turkey and dressing dinner coming up on March the 9th. That'll be next Sunday, a week from now. They'll be serving from 11 to 1. Adults, $9. Children 10 and under are $4, and preschoolers can eat free. That's the St. John's Catholic Church in Adair turkey and dressing dinner. Ah, that's another good comfort food that we only usually have in the winter months. Turkey and dressing dinner, March 9th, 11 to 1, $9 adult price and $4 for children 10 and under, and preschoolers eat free. That's at the St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Mm-mm. That's another thing I really love.
Yeah.
Turkey. Mm-mm. Also coming up on March the 8th, this is Saturday, March the 8th, the Griswold Fire Department will have its annual supper and dance. Did you mention that one already?
No, I haven't.
You didn't?
Nope,
oh, okay.
I don't have that one.
There's so many soup supper things I couldn't remember. But their annual supper and dance is their biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's coming up next Saturday, March the 8th. They'll start serving at 5 p.m. with smoked brisket or smoked pork. Ooh, that sounds good, too. Baked beans, potato salad, and cornbread. The Griswold High School Jazz Band will perform early in the evening, and starting at 8 o'clock, there'll be a dance with DJ Chaos Productions. There'll also be an auction of a number of items, so they hope you come out and support the Griswold Volunteer Fire Department and enjoy some pretty good food and socializing time as well. That's Saturday, March the 8th. That's the Griswold Fire Department's annual supper and dance, serving starting at 5 o'clock, and that will be a lot of fun and a lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, we got to stop talking about
this food. I'm starving now.
I know, me too. Also, something coming up a little further down the road here, the Anita Cam Alumni Banquet will be held on Saturday, May 24th. Now, we don't have any details for you at that particular time right now, but they are throwing that out there. It's kind of a save-the-date thing. So instead of sending out save-the-date cards, we're letting you know.
Yeah.
It's an audio card. Save the date. May 24th is when they're going to do that, coming up down the road. Also a note here, too, that the Anita Town and Country cookbooks are still available. They have those at the Anita Public Library, the Weathervane Cafe, and you can get them from any Town and Country member. Also here in Atlantic, you can get cookbooks at Aunt B's or the Cass County Memorial Hospital gift shop. They're $20 each. We have one here.
Oh, you do?
Loaded with stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to go through that.
Are you kidding? We do? Seriously? We just talked about all this food, and you think we'd miss an opportunity to get a cookbook? Come on. Good grief. Some things going on here, too, down the road a little bit, involving the folks in Audubon. The Audubon Country Players Dinner Theater is coming up next weekend. They'll be hosting their dinner theater on Saturday, March the 8th. Doors opening at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, March the 9th, they'll have an afternoon session with doors opening at 11:30 a.m., and that'll be at the Agra Hall. Now, tickets are on sale for Spirit right now, is the name of the production, Spirit. They're $20 each, and if you have any questions, you can call this number, 712-563-2541. That's 712-563-2541. And again, that's Saturday, March the 8th, and Sunday, March the 9th, the Audubon Country Players Dinner Theater. The show is called Spirit. Also, the Audubon County Hospital Foundation has a whole bunch of stuff coming up, actually. They'll be hosting a Spring Scrubs Day this coming March the 5th. That'll be this Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hospital Education Center. And they've also got some other notes here, too. They've got some other events coming up, a masquerade jewelry fair on April 7th. On May the 6th will be a Books Are Fun book fair. And they're having something called a Mud Run on July 19th.
Those kind of runs are getting really popular.
What is it?
You run through mud. It's like an obstacle course,
like
kind of.
Just running?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to run, but I mean, there's mud runs and color runs and all sorts of different ones.
So a mud run is people running through mud. Who'd have guessed that?
Yeah.
I'll
pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I probably should have figured that out on my own, shouldn't I? They have some other things going on, too, there as well. Rhea Olson, who was the young lady who accompanied Simon Estes during his 2012 Roots and Wings tour, will be returning to Audubon. She'll be performing with her own band on Sunday, March the 30th. The Audubon County Hospital Foundation will be kicking off their 20th anniversary celebration at the Audubon High School Auditorium. So that event will begin at 3 p.m. with performances by the AHS Jazz Band and Jazz Choir, and then Rhea Olson and her band. And tickets for that event can be found at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, Audubon State Bank, Landman's, or Exchange State Bank. They're $10 each. Now, you can wait and get your tickets at the door as well. That'll be $12 will be the cost there. So, again, that's coming up on Sunday, March the 30th. So mark that on your calendar as well. We need to take a short time out. We've talked enough for right now. We need to do this, and we'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right. Got any birthdays?
I sure do. I would like to wish happy birthday to Anna Marie Nelson, formerly of Anita, celebrating her 93rd birthday on March 2nd. They're going to have a card shower in honor. You can send her a birthday card to the Heritage House, 1200 Brook Ridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. So happy 93rd birthday to Anna Marie Nelson, formerly of Anita, celebrating her birthday on March 2nd. And you can send her a card to wish her a happy birthday to the Heritage House, 1200 Brook Ridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. Also, happy 80th birthday to Bonnie Eggers of Shelby. She's celebrating her 80th birthday on March 6th, and her family is having a card shower in her honor. And you can send her a card to P.O. Box 264, Shelby, Iowa 51570. Again, happy birthday to Bonnie Eggers, celebrating her 80th birthday on March 6th, and her family is having a card shower. And you can reach those to her at P.O. Box 264, Shelby, Iowa 51570.
Very good. Don't have any anniversaries or new babies to tell you about, but I will throw this at you too, because we're getting to nitty-gritty time. Mm-hmm. We're going to Branson again this year, June 10th through the 13th. We're going to stay at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center. We stayed there last year, had great accommodations. It's right in the middle of things in Branson, which is kind of nice. We got great places to eat like Montana Mike's Steakhouse, and we're going to go over to McFarland's restaurant for dinner. We're going to eat at Mel's Hard Luck Diner, you know, where they all sing to you and come up on
That'd
roller skates. And yeah, it's kind of a neat little place. We're going to have lunch at the Keter Center. They make lunch for us each year over at the College of the Ozarks, a wonderful opportunity there. And we're also going to hit a 3-hour sightseeing cruise out on the river, and that'll double as lunch too, because that'll be a catered lunch on that. So a nice chance to relax a little bit. We got great shows going on. We got the Hay Goods, a traditional show in Branson that's been around since it started. It's been one of the original shows in Branson. We'll be enjoying Jonah at the Sight and Sound Theater. We'll have a behind-the-scenes tour there as well before that show that night. So we'll have a chance to see how they do a lot of those things at that wonderful theater they have. The ABBA tribute show called Dancing Queen. That'll get you up in the aisles.
Yeah.
And then we have also, it's a George Strait, Johnny Cash tribute show. So it'll be a kind of a combination of things. Should be a lot of fun. We've got deluxe motor coach transportation with Aero motor coaches down and back. We'll have free cobbler and cookies and ice cream every night at the hotel. They'll have breakfast for us each morning there as well, a deluxe breakfast for us each morning. Lots of things going on there. And there'll be a little bit of free time for you to enjoy some stuff there, too.
Yeah.
Because we're right next to a shopping center, so you have an opportunity to do some of that if you so choose, or just relax. Sometimes it's fun to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that stuff going on, we're going to browbeat you until you sign up. You know you want to go.
Yeah.
You know you want to sign up, so just do it. Got a couple more weeks to get folks signed up before we run out of time to get that done. The cost this year, all of that is included. The cost is $500 per person, double occupancy. So if you and your spouse or you and a friend want to go, it's $500 each for the trip. Or you can stay 3 to a room for $470 a person, or 4 to a room for $460 a person. And we have singles available, too, if that's something you choose. But we do need you to register and get paid up here very, very soon. As I said, just a few more weeks left to be able to get you on the bus for this June 10th through the 13th trip. And if you're not sure about timing or you want to see more, we actually have a copy of the itinerary and just kind of some information about the trip for you on our website. Just go to kjan.com and then go to the contest and promotions page, and you'll be able to see all of those things there as well in case you have some questions. You can always call Stacy.
Yep.
She's willing to take all that information for you. And if you want to sign up, let her know. Stop out and see her. She'll get you all taken care of so you can get ready to go on the bus. We have a great trip every year. It's always fun. And the weather's always wonderful, and we just have so much fun. They treat us so well when we come down there, especially with a large group. There is strength in numbers. They take good care of us. So we're looking forward to another good trip again this year. Again, it's leaving on Tuesday, June the 10th. We'll return on Friday, June 13th, and we'll have a lot of fun in between all that time as well. And we hope you're a part of that, because we don't want you to miss out. Hey, that's all the time we have for you here this week. Thanks for joining us, as always. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.